This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Banks Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Banks totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And today we're going to learn all about Lend a Hand because we have the Montana Education Manager, Whitney Pratt, with us. Hi, Whitney.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you with me.
Thanks for coming in.
Somebody in your parentage must know about engines.
You know, I wish that they did. My mom just gave me a pair of socks that say Pratt and Whitney, but there is no relationship.
Okay. But that's cool, though, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the Pratt and Whitney engines were used on aircraft for, you know, during World War II and throughout. So
she gave you a pair of socks. The left one is Pratt and the right one is Whitney?
The other way.
Okay.
Well, you're going to talk to us today about a lot of things that has to do with Land to Hand. Maybe we better just start out and just quickly understand what Land to Hand is all about.
Absolutely. Land to Hand is a local nonprofit that focuses on food education and access. So we really want to make sure that all people in our community have access to good food. And we think a lot of good food is raised and grown locally here in the Flathead Valley and in Montana. So my programs focus on education. So we do farm to school in the Columbia Falls School District. We also do weekend emergency food for kids in the Columbia Falls School District, as well as other programs to support access to local food.
Other places I've lived, Colorado and even New York, have had some really neat farmers markets where, I mean, the food, it was so much better than anything you could get in a grocery store because it had been growing in the dirt that morning. And I remember in New York City going in and here's this all stuff from upstate New York and from Western PA, and it was so fresh you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, it is incredible what
in
you
New
can
York
get.
City.
They grow on the rooftops in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them do. I know, but these farmers markets were just incredible, and you know, right there at the Freedom Arch, and then of course in Colorado, my gosh, we go out to Brighton, and literally it was right there in the field. It literally was in the ground that morning, and my gosh, I would go out and get a whole week's worth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing tastes better than fresh out of the ground.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I've had trouble finding that here in Montana. First of all, our growing season's not as long. And secondly, we just don't have the population base to make this profitable for everybody. Is that something you can do something about?
You know, that is something that we work to support farmers on. So there are several farmers markets throughout the Flathead Valley. Kalispell is on Saturdays, Big Fork is Mondays, Whitefish is Tuesdays, and Columbia Falls is Thursdays. So we do have quite a bit of access during the summer months. Mm-hmm. And we support farmers in doing programs that help bring income to them. So we do a double SNAP program at the farmers market, which helps folks be able to spend more money at the farmers market. And then we support farmers in helping to connect them, helping to purchase food to go into the school district so they have more guaranteed sources of income. And then we partner with local farmers to see what we can preserve and use into the winter.
If you go by Kalispell Middle School, you see the garden right out in front there. It's not hardly big enough to support their lunch program, though.
No, it's not. It's really hard in our climate to be able to have food year-round. We've been really fortunate, actually. We've worked really hard in the Columbia Falls School District. We do a local snack, so just on Fridays, we offer a fruit or vegetable snack, and we've gotten to about 75% of that snack being local throughout the school year, which is a huge accomplishment for us.
That's fantastic. You know, my alma mater, Hedges, over on 4th Avenue East, they've got a garden out there, too.
Yeah, I actually used to work there. I used to be in the Hedges garden.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm a graduate. No, they wouldn't say, you're not graduating, you're just being promoted. Anyway, so now let's talk about farm to school.
Absolutely. So farm to school is made up of three main components. So school gardens, education in the garden and in the classroom, and local procurement, so buying local food for the cafeteria.
Pretty much that's what we've been talking about, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, all right. And I guess the important thing to understand is why it is so important that we do this, because it's not, there's got to be easier ways to get food. I mean, my gosh, you could just go online and order it.
You know, I would say that there both are and there aren't.
Okay.
So there are easier ways to get foods. Trucks are coming in all the time that have tons of food. You can buy whatever you want whenever you want, right? We all eat salad in the winter. We have oranges whenever we want them. But we've learned with a lot of the distribution, a lot of the distribution has been affected by COVID-19 and other things, and it's been harder to get food during those times. So sometimes sourcing locally can actually be easier and it can be safer because we know exactly who grew it, we know exactly how it came, and we know the safety of that food.
Is buying local less expensive?
That really, really depends. It's often not less expensive, and so there are a lot of programs on a federal and a state level to support schools in buying local food to support those local growers in our local economies.
And that's the part of the whole thing that's a little bit hard to understand, why, you know, with all the expenses of getting it here, why it would be cheaper to buy it off of a truck than from somebody's garden.
We have a very
somebody's farm.
We have a very complicated food system in the United States, and it is very confusing. How can it be on a plane and a truck and in a warehouse and touched by 100 people and cost less than the person who's growing it just down the street? But like you said, there is less competition for us, so we have fewer farmers, and so we often pay a higher price. And our farmers do a really great job. We have incredible produce and meats here in the valley.
And of course, the strength of the dollar makes it much less expensive to buy food from Mexico and, Costa Rica and places like that. So, all right. So all this food's got to start somewhere. And Whitney's going to explain about that after this.
This is a difficult subject to discuss. It's also an important one. I hope you'll join me for a minute. My name is Carrie Kaufman with Glacier Bank, member FDIC. My hope with this message is to raise awareness for mental health conditions and suicide prevention, and to invite you out to the Out of the Darkness Walk Sunday, September 24th at Kalispell Middle School. The gathering is one of remembrance, hope, and support uniting our community. It acknowledges the ways in which suicide and mental health conditions have affected our lives and the lives of those we love and care about. Join the walk, and please visit the following site for more resources. afsp.org/get-help. afsp.org/get-help. Glacier Bank and I thank you for listening.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
And today we're talking about local food. More delicious, healthier, better for you, and unfortunately a little more expensive, but we have ways around that. Lantan, Montana's Education Manager Whitney Pratt is our guest. So it's all got to start somewhere, and it's a little seed.
That's right.
Where do we get the seeds?
Such a good question. And this is a question that we actually ask kids all the time in the garden. Where do seeds come from? Where do we get them? And usually we get the answers of from the store, from my parents, which are true, but seeds, of course, start from plants. That's where they come from. And that is a huge part of what we do, is teaching kids about where food comes from, about how to grow seed, about how to take care of a plant. And a huge part of what we do is we have a big event called Free the Seeds that happens every year in March. And on Saturday, actually, we're having a big event where we will show you how to harvest seeds and save them so that you can save your own seeds and plant them in your own garden.
It's kind of a chicken and egg thing, isn't it?
It is.
What came first, the plant or the seed?
Now, I'm really shocked that a few years ago, Monsanto was able to, trademark a seed or something like that? It's their blend. And yet they didn't learn a lesson from the potato famine, John. We need diversity. It's what really protects us from famine.
We do need diversity, absolutely. And what's also scary is that a lot of the seeds that are being produced by companies like Monsanto don't make more seeds that will make the same plant. So they have basically a modification so that that plant can't reproduce in the same way. So if I were to save those seeds, I might get nothing if I plant them the next year. Whereas all the seeds that we save, if they're open pollinated, we can just plant them year after year after year.
And yet I've heard of a case where a farmer was sued because his seed was on their land and it blew over from other property or something.
It's really awful. We can't control nature. We can't control the wind. And that's how pollination happens, wind and the water.
Yeah. But now these seeds, getting these seeds off of the plants because they're now maturing and they're ready to be harvested, how do we do it?
Well, it really depends on what plant you have.
I knew you were going to say that. Help me
some
out
of,
here.
Some of the easiest are herbs and flowers. Mm-hmm. Those are really easy to save. So if you think about dill, I'm sure we've all had a dill pickle. As a dill flowers, it makes that seed head. And as those seeds start to turn brown and dry out, that's when we want to cut them, let them dry out, and we can save those seeds.
Oh. Okay, now, so instead of buying an envelope, you can just...
Yeah.
Absolutely. And dill, you can have more than you ever wanted from one plant.
Okay, now, you, in all cases, do you dry the seeds?
So it does really depend. But at some point, yes, you do need to dry this all of the seeds. Fruits, so like tomatoes, cucumbers, pumpkins, squash, those will all be wet processed because they're inside of that fruit, and so they're wet. Right. So we'll process them a little bit and then dry them because that's the only way for us to store them till the next season.
So people need to be educated. There you guys go.
Yeah, and this is an incredible thing that we've been doing for generations and generations and generations, but something we're losing knowledge about. So we love to share that information.
So it's kind of the free the seeds thing is kind of a two-part deal. So the first part is going to be when again?
This Saturday.
Oh, wow. This Saturday. All right. And where and when? And give us the...
Absolutely. So in Columbia Falls at 1805 Talbot Road, which is the Columbia Falls Junior High, from 10 until 2, we'll be saving seeds and we'll have a potluck lunch. And it'll be really fun, really hands-on, very family-friendly.
Okay. And the second part of it will be in March when we have the Free the Seeds event where... we'll start trading seeds.
Absolutely. We have workshops. Last year, we had 17,000 packets of seeds that were given away to the community.
Wow. All right. So it is possible that we could be self-sustaining here.
It is. Absolutely.
There's one seed that's available at CHS, and it's for corn. And they've developed a corn that actually can mature in our short growing season. And it's quite good.
It's a real challenge. I do not grow corn well, personally.
I've tried a couple of times, but this particular one was, at least one time, it came out really good. Of course, you know, the length of the season varies, but they have developed that. And in all fairness, there are plants that have been developed that have been good for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no question about that. The advancements that we've made in agriculture are incredible. But I do think that that diversity of seed and of species is really, really important. And as we get these very specialized kinds of plants, we can let go of those other like funny looking tomatoes and not so good corns. But it's really important for us as we move forward to hold on to as many of those as we can.
Okay. So supporting farm to school, that's the big question, and Robin will quiz you on that after this.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
This is a difficult subject to discuss. It's also an important one. I hope you'll join me for a minute. My name is Carrie Kaufman with Glacier Bank, member FDIC. My hope with this message is to raise awareness for mental health conditions and suicide prevention, and to invite you out to the Out of the Darkness Walk Sunday, September 24th at Kalispell Middle School. The gathering is one of remembrance, hope, and support uniting our community. It acknowledges the ways in which suicide and mental health conditions have affected our lives and the lives of those we love and care about. Join the walk, and please visit the following site for more resources. afsp.org/get-help. afsp.org/get-help. Glacier Bank and I thank you for listening.
Glacier Banks Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
We're talking today with Land to Hand Montana Education Manager Whitney Pratt. I would say mission accomplished. We've gotten an education here. Now, I'd like to know, I know that you guys work with AmeriCorps, or they interface with you. Tell us about the Farm to School program.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been really fortunate to have several AmeriCorps members over the past several years, which is a service program. And right now, our Farm to School AmeriCorps service member, she writes curriculum and she supports lessons in the classroom and in the garden. She's been doing these taste tests at the schools where high school or junior high kids will prepare a meal and then serve it to the younger kids so they can try a new food. And that's what Farm to School is. It's kind of everything. So it's learning in the garden, it's learning in the classroom, learning about nutrition, learning about local foods, and then trying local foods and trying new things.
Okay, now is the, they're doing this at the school, is this part of the curriculum?
So it kind of depends. Okay. In some places, it is an integrated part of the curriculum. In Columbia Falls, where we work, we partner with the school district to offer this curriculum, and we tie it into the standards that the students already have to meet.
Okay. I know there's the new thing in education is incorporating multiple things in the write a paper on it. No, they don't know how to do it. Anyway, so how can we support Farm to School?
Well, there's lots of ways to support Farm to School. An important way is to reach out to the schools near where you live, where your kids go, and to see if they're doing any Farm to School, to encourage them to buy local, to encourage them to have a garden. If they have a garden, help out in the garden. There is so much work to be done in a school garden, and at Land to Hand, we have lots of garden events. So we welcome people to come and help us in the garden, to harvest with us, to clean up the garden. And so any way that you can support is always great.
Okay, well, it now, I know that you work directly with Columbia Falls, but the other schools kind of on their own?
Right now, a lot of the schools are on their own. So the Whitefish School District also has a really thriving Farm to School program. They have a whole greenhouse. They have a lot going on there. Kalispell School District also has done a ton of Farm to School work. So there are school gardens in many of the different schools, and they do some local procurement as well.
Okay, now I don't know if there is such a thing as home economics anymore. Is there home ec?
There is, yeah.
So might they be using some of the produce that you guys end up growing?
Yeah, so it's called Family and Consumer Sciences. In Columbia Falls, actually yesterday, one of our educators, Farmer Rick, was with the high school Family and Consumer Sciences class, and they were making a recipe. So they were practicing knife skills, practicing food safety.
Wow.
And then those high school students will sample out that food today at Reuter Elementary School.
Okay, now when we're talking about knife skills, we're talking about slicing and dicing, mm-hmm. as opposed to the Benihana thing. Yeah, but anyway, so well, that is tremendous. And if AmeriCorps is involved in the Farm to School program, and you said that you had somebody that's doing the curriculum, mm-hmm. which is used in multiple schools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that all makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
it when a plan comes together like that, John.
Yeah. I only have one other question. How do we pay for all this?
You know, it is expensive to pay for mm-hmm. all of this. We do it through a wide range of funding sources. So we just finished a federal Farm to School USDA grant, which supports all the work that we do. We have other local grants that support our Farm to School work. And then we have countless local donors who love what we do, who are excited about what we do, and who want to contribute.
There you go. So if we want to contribute, all we have to do is get a hold of you guys and you'll show us how.
Absolutely. And any amount helps. $5 helps. $500 helps. We appreciate it all.
Name of the organization is Land to Hand. Yeah. Land to Hand Montana Education Manager Whitney Pratt. Thanks for coming in and educating us today.
Yeah.
We need it.
Boy, we sure do, don't we?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Welcome. It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby.